Friday, the 3rd of August 2018. Climber rescued. Here's a story with a happy ending. An Australian soldier, who was also a mountaineer, was climbing alone last weekend in Mount Aspiring National Park. He left his sleeping bag and food in a mountain hut while climbing on Sunday because he expected to be back at the hut in the evening. However, he was stuck on the mountain in freezing temperatures with strong winds and heavy snow falling. He was expected back in Wanaka Monday midday, but did not arrive. On Tuesday at midday, search and rescue got news that he had activated a locator beacon. It was an old beacon which he had borrowed from a friend, and the signal went first to Texas in the United States. So it was another day before anyone knew where he was. Also, unlike modern locator beacons, it did not give an exact location, but about 2 kilometers away. However, a helicopter with a 4-person rescue team set out to find him. Because of the low cloud and strong winds, it was unable to land or to drop a rescuer until Thursday evening, in spite of several attempts. A brief opening in the clouds last night around 5 p.m. allowed the helicopter to land the rescue team. The climber waved to the helicopter and the team skied to him, pulling a sled behind them. They had tents, food, fuel for cooking, warm clothing, and were able to help him to recover. He was cold, tired, and dehydrated. His hands were slightly frostbitten. Today, a helicopter was able to land and take him to Dunedin Hospital. His survival was probably due to the skills he had learned as a soldier. He dug himself a small cave in the snow out of the wind. Mount Aspiring National Park can be very dangerous. In the last 10 years, 30 people have died in and around the national park.